Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
It's important that you really understand that you were not created to merely pursue your own desires and dreams. Your purpose is to accomplish a mission from God, equipped with the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. You're not here on your own. You're here because God sent you here. You're here on a mission. Look at someone next to you and say, you're here on a mission from God. And the Holy Spirit is the only one who can help you to be successful. Now let's give the Holy Spirit a hand. He's the only one. You can't do it on your own. In fact, the Apostle Paul stated in 1 Corinthians 2 and 4, my teaching and my preaching were not with human words of wisdom and persuasion for people, but with the proof of the power that comes through the Holy Spirit. And he goes on to say, this was so that your faith would not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. It is time for people to have faith, not in the wisdom of words, but in the power of God. They see God moving by his power. They see God doing something. They see signs, wonders, and miracles. They see people being healed, people being delivered off drugs, people being set free from the devil, people living a life and saying, my God, I didn't know it was this wonderful following Jesus. That's what God wants. And God's going to use us to help people to get there. Jesus said our mission is the same as his mission. In John 20 and 21, he said to his own disciples, peace be unto you as the Father has sent me, I am sending you. It's important for you to understand, Jesus did not come into this world to take care of everything that needs to take care of, to get people born again into the kingdom of God. He came to initiate it. He came to start it. But he's telling us there that even as the Father sent him to start salvation, to bring people into the kingdom of God, it is our job now to continue the mission of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to tell people about being born again, to tell people that God has a purpose and a plan for their lives, that God desires for them to make heaven, not hell, that there are people waiting for their witness to understand that we are all connected with this whole situation that we find ourselves in the world. We were born in sin. Jesus came. He paid the price. He died in our place, but he's passed the baton on to us to let other people know Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the only way to salvation, the only way to eternal life. That's our mission. This is why you're here. And sometimes it's confusing because we think we're here to fulfill our own wants, our own desires, our own plans. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. The Bible says, then Jesus breathed upon them and commanded them, saying, receive the Holy Spirit. You see, the key to accomplishing your purpose and your destiny is your relationship with the Holy Spirit. You've got to receive him. You've got to have him in your life. You've got to make time for him. He's a person. God's method of salvation for humanity was by sending his son, Jesus Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit anointed Jesus to preach the gospel, to perform miracles, to defeat Satan's power, to die on the cross, and to raise from the dead. It's so important for us to see that the Holy Spirit was really involved in every phase of Jesus' life and ministry. Why am I showing you this? Folks, I'm trying to show you that the Holy Spirit has a part in your life that is way bigger than what you're giving him. You have got to know the Holy Spirit. You've got to spend time with the Holy Spirit. You have got to allow him to lead your life, to direct your life, to show you this mission that God has for your life. Jesus is our example of the Holy Spirit working through us to fulfill divine destiny. So I want to just show you just how much the Holy Spirit was involved in Jesus's life for the next few minutes. The Holy Spirit, who is omniscient, remember that? He knows everything, past, present, future. He knows history. He began to prophesy hundreds of years before Jesus was born, that is his incarnation, into this world about Jesus coming. It says in Isaiah 7 and 14, it says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God is with us. Isaiah prophesied through the Holy Spirit this scripture 740 years before the birth of Jesus Christ. Prophecy is one of the ways that God lets people know that the Bible is real. The things that God says were not just said yesterday. They were said hundreds of years ago, some 1,000 years ago, and they've come to pass. Scientists are finding this out every day. Archaeologists, they're finding it out every day. Oh my goodness, this is what the Bible says, and now we found proof. The Bible says every word of God is true. Everything that God has said is totally true. The Holy Spirit prophesied Christ's anointing and his ministry 740 years before he even came here. In Isaiah 61 and 1, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison doors to those that are bound." Once again, the Holy Spirit prophesied Jesus' birth 700 years in advance. Malachi chapter 5 and 2, it says, "But thou, Bethlehem, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is the ruler in Israel, whose going forth has been from old and to everlasting." The Holy Spirit also is mentioned when Gabriel is speaking to Mary, describing how Jesus was to be born to a virgin. In Luke chapter 1 and 34, it says, "Then Mary asked the angel, 'How shall this be, seeing I know no man?' And the angel answered and said to her, 'The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the Lord and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy child which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.'" Are you hearing how many times the Holy Spirit is involved in Jesus' coming? In Luke chapter 3 and 21, the Holy Spirit is again mentioned when Jesus is baptized at the Jordan River. It says, "Now, when all of the people were being baptized, it came to pass that Jesus was also baptized and praying, and the heavens were opened. And the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven and it said, 'You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased.'" It also says that the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness and he returned with supernatural power. This is found in Luke chapter 4 and 1. It says, "Jesus is led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tested for 40 days, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit." The Bible says in Luke 4 and 17, when Jesus returned, that the Holy Spirit had empowered him. Verse 17 actually says, And there was delivered unto Jesus the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives." And then he said to those there, "This day is that scripture fulfilled in your ears." Let me give you another scripture. Luke chapter 5 and 17. It mentions specifically that the Holy Spirit moved upon Jesus to heal the people. See, many times we just read the scriptures, but we don't really see the connections, especially the connections of the Holy Spirit being involved through the entire life of Jesus. He was there, just like he is with us, but he wants to take the lead in all of our lives to do signs, wonders, and miracles among the people. Why? To let the people know Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation. The Holy Spirit is supposed to be more just than just the word of knowledge in our minds and the third person of the Trinity. Guys, he's supposed to be your partner, your companion, the one you talk with every day, the one you fellowship with, the one you ask to guide and direct you every day, the one that you ask to say, "Lord, what should I do today? Who do you want me to pray for? Who should I talk to today? What should I do, Holy Spirit?" Jesus allowed the Holy Spirit to lead and to guide his every movement of his life. It says in Luke 5 and 17, it happened on a day as Jesus was teaching that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by him, and they had come from every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. Listen, and the power of the Holy Spirit was present to heal them. That means the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus so people would be healed.
Thanks for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Now here's Pastor Steve with an invitation for you.
Hi everyone, this is Pastor Steve. I want to invite you to our Good Friday Candlelight Communion service, April 3rd at 7:30 p.m. Our annual Good Friday service is one where the presence of God is so real. Many people are healed. Many receive a personal word from the Lord as well. You won't want to miss this special service. Please consider joining us on Sunday for our Easter Resurrection service as well.
Come and be with us April 3rd for our Good Friday Candlelight Communion service. Then, join us Easter Sunday at 10 a.m. for a special service as we celebrate together. The church is located in the heart of the Metroplex at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Something you need to know about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the power of God, is the anointing for the gifts of the Spirit come for a reason and for a season. They don't just stay with you. The Holy Spirit doesn't move the same all the time, is what I'm trying to tell you. And this is why the Lord made this known to us in this scripture. While Jesus is teaching, all of a sudden the Holy Spirit comes with his healing power to heal the people who are present. Now, folks, listen, please listen, because a lot of people have it all wrong. They think that the things that Jesus did here on earth was because of his deity. It was not because of his deity. It was because of the power of the Holy Spirit upon him. Every miracle, every healing, everything he did was through the power of the Holy Spirit. And God wants you to know you can have that same power in your life today. And that is why the Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit anointed Jesus with the ability to do miracles. Listen to this. He gave him power over nature. Jesus rebuked storms and the wind ceased. This is found in Mark chapter 4 and 38. Jesus even walked on the sea. This is found in John 6 and 18. The Holy Spirit gave Jesus power to multiply food when needed. This is found in Mark 8. Verses 6 through 9, and then also in John 6, 10 to 12. Now, when I say multiply food, I mean like 4,000 people were fed. 5,000 and up were actually fed through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gave Jesus power to even raise the dead. In Luke chapter 8 and 50 through 55, Jesus raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. In Luke chapter 7, verses 12 to 15, Jesus raised a widow's son from the dead. In John 11 and 43, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. I'm giving you scriptural references, but they all have to do with the power of the Holy Spirit that came upon Jesus Christ to do these wonders and these miracles, to show that he is the Son of God. And those same miracles and signs and wonders, God wants to use us in many of these things so that people will know Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the only way. The Bible says that he is the way, he is the truth, he is life. No one can come to God the Father except through Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a hand of praise if you believe that. Now, I want to focus on one more thing. God anointed Jesus with the power of the Holy Spirit to defeat the devil's influence. And this is very important for us, folks, because we are in spiritual warfare. Every single day with the devil is fighting against your call, against your ministry, against your life. The Bible says the thief comes only to steal, to kill, and destroy. That is what the devil wants to do to every person here. He wants to steal from you. He wants to kill you. He wants to destroy you. That's what he does. And that is why you need the power of the Holy Spirit to defeat the devil. In fact, the Bible says in 1 John 3 and 8, the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil. In Acts chapter 10 and 38, it says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Jesus Christ not only came to save us, he came to defeat the devil. He came to stop him from oppressing us and killing us and making us sick and on. God, the Holy Spirit, was with Jesus, operating with him to perform miracles, especially casting out demonic spirits. Casting out evil spirits happens by the power of the Holy Spirit and faith in the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. This is important for you to know, guys, because you're going to be dealing with some evil spirits. You're already dealing with them. You just don't realize it. The things that are coming against your life, the evil coming against your life, the attacks coming against your life, they're coming from one place. They're coming from the evil one. They're coming from the devil. They're coming from evil spirits. In Matthew chapter 12 and 22, it says a demon-possessed man who was blind and couldn't speak as well was brought to Jesus, and Jesus healed the man so that he could both speak and see. And then the crowd was amazed and said, could it be that Jesus is the Son of David, that he is the Messiah? Now, I've got to let you know this, that whenever God is moving by his Spirit, the devil is close by to try to stop it. You know, that's the reason why sometimes you get your healing and then you lose it. It happens many times because you're still in spiritual warfare. You thought the battle was won. It's not won. The power of God came at that time to bring healing upon your body. But you have got to pray it through. You've got to continue to pray and say, no, devil, you're not coming back. You're not coming on me. The blood of Jesus is against you. I come against you by the power and the authority in the name of Jesus. You know what the Holy Spirit just told me? He said, tell them that again. So I'm going to tell you again. When you're healed, when God moves, when you have answered the prayer, don't think the battle is over. It's a sign that the power of God is real, but the battle many times is not over. Because the devil is going to try to put doubt in your mind by still coming back, by still bringing pain, by still acting up in some way, shape, or form to make you think, oh, it really didn't happen. Oh, no, you're not healed. I'll never forget this situation that occurred many years ago. A young woman was healed at a crusade that I was a part of. She was in a wheelchair. She couldn't walk. And during that service, God healed her so that she got up out of the wheelchair. Her legs were healed and she's walking. And so because she was healed, it was the pastor's desire for her to come back and testify on television. So she said, I'll certainly do that. God has healed me. Well, she went back to her church. It was a church that did not believe in healing. So she went back very happily and walked up to her pastor and said, Pastor, I've been healed by the power of God. He says, you can't be healed because God doesn't heal today. She said, well, I'm standing in front of you. And then he called the deacon over and the deacon told her the same thing. Called someone else over and said, no, does God heal today? No, so I don't know what happened to you, honey, but this is not God. Well, the devil was attacking her faith. And guess what? She began to believe her preacher over what God physically did. So she came to the TV station, guess what? In a wheelchair. She was not fit to testify for Jesus, that's for sure, not in a wheelchair. But she came, and we asked, well, what happened to you? She said, you know, I told my pastor I was healed. I stood right in front of him. He said, no, healing's not for today. The deacon said, healing is not for today. The people said, and as they were telling me that, I felt my legs, they began to cramp on me again, and I sat down, and I've been in this wheelchair ever since. And so, basically, we build up her faith again and showed her the Word of God. No, you know, they're telling you something that's not in the Bible. Let's tell you what the Word of God, by the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. The Bible says, when you anoint with oil in the name of the Lord, the prayer of faith will save the sick. The Lord will raise them up. Jesus said, if you believe in the authority of my name, you'll lay hands on the sick. Do you believe the Bible? Yes, yes. She stood up. I believe the Bible. And she began walking all around. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, why am I telling you that? I'm telling you, healing is a battle. Don't think it just happened and that the devil's not going to try to attack you. You've got to say, no, devil, in the name of Jesus, I was healed. Oh, I'm walking. I'm not going to get back in that chair. And you know what? Regardless of what your experience is, Pastor, my word tells me by his stripes, I am healed. See, don't let anyone dissuade you from what the Word of God says. The Bible says the Holy Spirit confirms the Word with signs following.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is part 3 of Becoming Empowered by the Holy Spirit. Now, Pastor Steve has a prayer for you.
This is Pastor Steve, and the most important decision that you will make in life is where you will spend eternity. If you would like to receive Jesus Christ as Savior, I want to lead you in this prayer. So pray with me. Dear God, I am a sinner. I am sorry for my sins. Please forgive me and change my life. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ, your Son, died for me on the cross of Calvary and rose again. Jesus, come into my life. I receive you now and confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for salvation and eternal life. If you've prayed that prayer, then Jesus Christ has come into your life. Continue to pray every day. Continue to read God's Word. Find a church. Ask God to lead and guide you by His Holy Spirit. God bless you today, and keep listening to A Place to Grow.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.